Okay, let's not get all over emotional now. Even as we hear from someone whose very livelihood is literally at stake in Greece, Marcus Stoltz worked in finance in Germany until he married a Greek woman and moved to Athens a decade ago. Just before the Greek economic crisis began, he decided to open a wine export business there. Great idea, not so great timing. Stoltz is still in business, but it's not getting any easier for him.
Right now, the banks are closed and pretty much every decision every business has to make is on hold. All the wineries, they also have to bring in their equipment. For example, there are no glass bottles being produced in Greece. The barrels need to be imported.
It says a lot about the Greek economy that with the business of wine, they make the grapes, but really nothing else.
Yes, that is true. The one advantage is that we have wonderful raw products in Greece. You know, in Greece we have about 300 grape varieties that grow only in Greece. We have very good olive oil production. We have actually a wonderful cheese industry. But at the end of the day, it's all small production. Most of the products are produced by small families.
You're saying we there, so you feel really like you're a part of this whole Greek economy right now, it sounds like.
Yes. My passport is still German, but, you know, my heart and my mind is Greek.
I know you had a good job back in Germany. The economy there has been booming for years. Why open a wine business in Athens?
I love Greece, first of all, and I thought the wine business would be a medium-term business opportunity, and I still believe I'm quite right about this. I mean, what has happened to the Greek wine industry in the last years is quite astounding, and wine exports are picking up. I knew it would be financially challenging, but I still believe there is a lot of upside once this crisis has been mastered.
Germany itself has some pretty good wines, but very different from what I know of Greek wine, which is pretty flinty and dry white, not to mention the good old Retsina. How did you first convince Germans to drink Greek wine?
It's very hard to convince the Germans, actually, to drink Greek wine. In Europe, Greek wines are known as cheap wines. They don't taste necessarily really good. When I went to Germany with Greek wines, the flavor profile on the white wines were something really new for the Germans who are used to their Rieslings.
So you're German, your ex-wife is Greek, is that correct?
That is correct. My kids and my ex-wife, they live in Germany. About 1.5 years ago, the family, because we were affected by the crisis, we moved to Germany, and I just returned to Greece 2 months ago.
It's kind of ironic. You've got this kind of domestic snapshot of kind of what's going on between Germany and Greece right now as nations.
You could say that, yes. The Greek is living in Germany now and the German moved back to Greece.
So tell me a bit more, Marcus, if you would, about your decision to move back to Greece alone. Why'd you do that?
Because I missed Greece badly. I missed the country. I love the people here. In Germany, I wasn't really happy there. I was missing something. I was missing a part of my life.
Do you feel like you and your business are a link between Greece and Europe? And has this economic crisis undermined what we saw of that unity?
Look, the unity has been damaged, especially over the last few months. It's very hard. I feel, you know, my business, I love telling stories about Greek wines. I think Greece as a country has everything to offer. It has rich history, there is the culture, the sea, you have the islands. You have it all here, but the political situation, of course, is a disaster. So I feel whenever I talk about Greek wines, it's a moment for everyone to just forget about all this rivalry going on and the pointing to the lazy Greeks. It's something people can taste it and you can talk about Greece, not only about the wine.
Marcus Stoltz is an exporter of Greek wine. He's been speaking with me from Athens. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.